Treatment for Ghostbusters 2. Bobby Brown wrote it, and then they wrote the movie around this verse. It was like Ghostbusters 2 fan fiction almost. And then they were like, wait, maybe we should make a sequel to Ghostbusters. I want to say this is the remix of it also, isn't it? I guess if I let the verse finish, I'll be able to know. The remix on his remix album, Dance, You Know It. That's the name of that, wasn't it? That's his and not Paula Abdul's remix album, right? Like this song was just like finished, and then it was like, oh, do you want to do a song for the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack? It was like, well, I mean, I guess I could write like a verse, like, what's the movie about? All right, Vigo, the master. Okay, all right. Vigo, the Scourge of Carpathia. All right, okay. All right, the slime running under the streets and the buildings. Okay. Well, let me take a crack at it, I guess. Tell me what you think about this. This is something I just came up with after. My page, capital P page, I guess. Live video unavailable. Something went wrong and live video is temporarily unavailable. Please try again later. Okay, great. Like, and it comes up like with a quickness that says like, we're not touching a server. This just doesn't work. Maybe it only works over Wi-Fi and they just don't want to say that. It's weird. This Facebook app is, it's Facebook Mentions is a really weird app because it seems like it's built for people that don't know how to use Facebook or the internet or anything. Like, it, the setup process seems to imply that, like, your manager is setting this up for you, you idiot celebrity. And they'll send you the password to get on with your stupid phone, you damn idiot. And, yeah, it's real, real interesting. Play some songs by Roxette. I'm just curious to see what it determines to be some popular Roxette songs. Okay, it's just not gonna play anything. Thinking about playing something.
Have you ever had a feeling you take it all for granted?
Alright, yeah, it's, I thought that there was like a second, like, super popular Roxette track other than The Look that I had heard of, but apparently I'm wrong.
What's the time? Seems it's already morning.
Play some songs by The Escape Club. Are there any songs by The Escape Club other than Wild... Other than the one... Okay, yep, no. This is the one you would absolutely expect to hear. I'm curious is there another song by The Escape Club? Did they write a second song, or maybe even a third? What do we got? Shake for the Sheik. Okay. Same motifs as the previous song. Now that I think about it, I think I have heard this song before.
Your lip and get rich while you can. There's a redneck rocking at my door with bombs and grenades.
It's a great album name. Dollars and Sex. Whoa, you know, just like, it's heavy. Probably people out there that like really liked the Escape Club album. Oh, every song on here is good. I don't know what your problem is. Yeah, this Facebook Live video thing isn't gonna work. I'll try quitting the app and relaunch it. See what happens. Button, hit live video. No, it's there's something that just says unavailable. Temporarily unavailable. Like it's not asking a server, can I live stream? It's just like, no, you tap this button, here's what I'm telling you. Don't tap that button.
Travel and see the country.
Yeah, bro, it was. I think they would have come home. We'll tell you that, bro. I didn't want to leave. I mean, you talk about you going in the grocery store and it's 15s in the grocery store with no shoes on and shit.
15?
Hell yeah.
Not even 10.
Not 10. It's 15s in the store with no shoes on.
And they all knew you, right?
Not all of them. Enough of them.
Enough of them, then. Yeah. Man, I told you because I think. Gangsta's Paradise took you to a whole. Can you can you put it in perspective? What level that song, you know, for that Dangerous Minds movie? What level did it catapult you to? Like, what kind of things were you witnessing that you didn't before the success of that song?
I was the first hip hop artist to go to Kazakhstan. I was the first hip hop artist to go to Uzbekistan. I was the first hip hop artist to go to. I was the first hip hop artist to sell out more than 3 shows in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. I was the first hip hop artist to sell out more than 5 shows in Australia. I was the first hip hop artist to go to what's the other place?
Damn, he's forgetting the countries.
Countries.
He's stunting on
that. It was like. Eastern European. I mean, I've been to places in Russia that I can't even pronounce, bro.
Yeah.
That nobody, I've been to places where I'm probably the only black person they ever seen that wasn't on TV. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. And, I mean, one time we went to this place in, it was near the Chinese border.
Uh-huh.
Right? It was on the outside of Russia, damn near Mongolia. And, I was
that's
at
right, the hotel damn near Mongolia.
Hotel in town.
Uh-huh.
My furniture was nailed together and shit.
It was like, nailed together.
Yeah, it was like you could see where somebody like that broke some shit.
Yeah.
And it was nailed together. It was just one big ass room. And that was the best hotel in town. And every time I stuck my head out the window, it was like this. Ah! Hey! I was like, and it was people. Surrounding the hotel like I was Michael Jackson or some shit, bro.
How'd that make you feel though at that time?
I'm gonna tell you what was probably the most important thing that happened to me before that.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 18, between 18 and 20, I got a record deal with this. I don't even know if I should call it a record company because it was this dude that sold. beauty supply products. He sold this curl activator.
Okay.
It was called Love Nest. It was called Love Nest Records, which he later changed. It was called Primo Records.
Yeah.
Which he later changed to Love Nest Records. And the activator, the formula was fucked up because at the end we started calling it Crumb Divator.
Yeah.
Because that shit would make crumbs in your hair, not crumbs all in your bed.
Oh my God.
Real crumbs.
Yeah, like, man, it made like the dirt in your hair got turned into crumbs and shit. And it was some fucked up. Anyway, though, he had a daughter. Now, his daughter's fine. Mother. But she couldn't sing. And you know how people always try to take fine women who can't sing and turn them into a star. And it works sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't say my name, but
I was wondering.
Cause I
don't
want to fuck with
my pussy. Okay, all right. Okay.
You know, it's still a chance.
But what was the lesson you learned from that?
We made a couple of records. We made this song called my first single was called What You Gonna Do?
Uh-huh.
I remember the hook. So this dude named Crang, the one man band, made the track.
Uh-huh.
And this how the track said. Do 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 do. It was like some art of noise bullshit.
Yeah.
And he did it on an emulator. It was some garbage. But for the time,
yeah.
Lyrically it wasn't that bad, but I know the hook was, What You Gonna Do? It was some bullshit. Then we made another song called High School Freaks, and then we made a song called You Gonna Miss Me, which that was out of those three, that was the only one that was really worth talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway, to make a long story short, when I made that very first one, I knew nothing about the music business. I thought that if you made a record, if you heard it on the radio, you rich.
Yeah.
So. At that time, I was into LeBarons, the convertible LeBaron. Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, I might like two LeBarons.
Two LeBarons. Big goals.
By my mama house, you know what I'm saying? Of course, none of that shit happened.
Yeah.
Because that shit didn't sell no records. And just because I play a record on the radio don't mean that you're going to sell a record. Even if you can have a good record and get played on the radio. But that don't mean you're going to sell the records because they was playing that shit at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
They was playing that shit at maybe 7:30, 8:30 at night one time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't like it was in full rotation or nothing. But anyway.
This is a great story, Coolio.
Dreams and shit.
All right, we got to go. Thanks for coming,
and
Coolio.
When the shit didn't happen, right back to earth. So, I wasn't going too hard. So, you know, nobody really dissed me for that or whatnot.
But it changed.
It would change me. And I was like, oh shit. So I was like, oh, just because they play your song, man, I don't mean shit. So then I went. So after that,
mm-hmm.
bro, I went 10, 11 years.
Yeah.
Before I got. No, about 8 years before I got another real record deal, which was with Priority. I got a record deal with Priority. DJ Aladdin did my album. It was called To Funk or Not To Funk?
Yeah.
That's the end of the, you know, the parentheses. That is the question. Yeah. Which, to be or not to be. I took it from that.
Oh.
But I had this song on there.
Oh, you took it from To Be or Not To Be.
Punishment.
Okay.
Man, I'm going to forget some bangs. Matter of fact, remember Vacek?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Vacek engineered that shit. I heard that he might have. He might have had a deck. I'm gonna see if he got that shit. But anyway, I got dropped before my shit came out. Guy Mac, remember Guy that worked for Priority? I know you know him.
Brian Turner and all of them.
The swimming pool with the cascade.
Uh-huh.
You don't know the swimming pool with a cascade. It's when you ain't got no hair at the top.
Yeah.
Not and like this. Now, see, this is a.
Listening to this is making me crazy.
Waterfall right here.
Oh, you got a tattoo. You got a tattoo.
Special shit.
Over the side.
You got a tattoo on your head.
I said, I got two little, these little waterfalls coming off the side. But his shit was, he had the full waterfall. Although he had long hair all the way around, but no hair on the top.
Mm.
So, He was one of the first people in L.A. to start doing ecstasy real bad.
Uh-huh.
And he was selling records out the back door, homie. He was selling Ice Cube records out the back door.
So
every project that he signed got dropped.
Okay.
Which was me. So then I went another 4 or 5 years before I got to deal with Tommy Boy. I got to deal with Tommy Boy because Dub C started being Cube's hype man. Crazy Tunes became his DJ. Big G was even in security.
Yeah.
Cube didn't know me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I volunteered to be the luggage man.
Yeah.
Because I had 3 kids. I was like, look, I need to make some money, bro. And Dub said, okay, I'm going to ask him. And then when it was about 2 days before the tour came, he was like, nah, man, you don't really know you. Yeah, you know, it's, ain't enough room, and you know, you ain't from the hood. Mm-hmm. So I was crushed. I was, damn. You know, I know everybody that had that feeling when their stomach be down to their feet.
Yeah.
And you just be feeling bad. Then I got angry.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that anger, and I don't know about if anybody's an MC in here, but sometimes when you get angry, that shit get you fired. And I started writing, bro. I started writing the best shit I ever wrote.
Yeah.
And I hooked up with DJ Wino, made a demo, and I shot my own demo probably for about 6 months.
Yeah.
Didn't get no bites. And then I got a letter. I got a letter from a record company. I think it was Capitol Records. They said, we don't accept unsolicited material.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what that was at the time, so I took the time to find out. And if you don't have, your shit has to go through a manager.
Yeah.
It has to go through somebody that they, not necessarily respect, but at least somebody that they know they've dealt with before, or somebody knows them. So Warren G, this is how we do, Montel Jordan, Jazzy Fat Nasties, uh-huh. and QD3. Paul had just got all of them a deal. Paul Stewart.
Paul Stewart.
Remember who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Paul, and I went to Paul Stewart. He said, well, let me check out your demo. About a week went by. He's like, I like it. I'm going to shop it. He shopped it. About 3 weeks later, I had an offer from Tommy Boy. I had an offer from like 3 companies. Tommy Boy offered the most money. I took it.
Yeah.
I took $25,000, went in the studio. I was supposed to do really one song. I did 8.
Yeah.
I did 3, 3, and 2. And I remember the time was running out on the third day. It's like, man, you gotta get this shit done, man. We got like 1 hour left. And I just ran through that shit, and I had 8 songs, and I gave them 5.
Uh-huh.
And they was amazed that I did 5 songs with $25,000. So they said, okay, do an EP, and they gave me $25,000 more.
Uh-huh.
Then I finished my album with that. Pretty much.
With the EP money.
Yeah.
So you finished that album for $50,000.
I did like 13 songs with that $50,000.
Which album was that?
That was It Takes a Thief.
It Takes a Thief. And on that you had
that was the Fantastic Voyage.
Fantastic Voyage.
Yeah, that was Fantastic Voyage.
The, 1, 2, 3.
My Mom in Love with a Gangster.
Uh-huh.
It was a few on there. I mean, I felt like,
fuck.
It was big in the 90s. She had that song.
I don't want to wait, paralyzed to realize.
she also had that song, I Want to Be a Cowboy, or Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? Yeah, and I think that band sued her, and she had really hairy armpits. Madison, it's First Wave.
See, this generates some possible severe weather in through the Midwest, but also what are the remnants of Tropical Storm Linda. That's what's funneling up the moisture here for Southern California and parts of the Four Corners. Great news out west. So our severe weather advisory is more towards Kansas. This is a good bulk of Kansas stretching in through Missouri, but really if you're in Oklahoma or Southern Nebraska, a chance at some strong afternoon thunderstorms. Now we're relatively calm right now, but we have the perfect conditions of a lot of moisture, warm.
Combat sports history coming to San Jose.
The almond shaming.
Okay, we've heard a little bit about almond shaming.
Cut him off. All right, Coolio, we're gonna play your fucking song. Just stop talking.
Money and the powers, minute after minute, hour after hours, everybody's running. But half of them ain't looking at what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's tricking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Sway in the Morning, Shade 4-5, Coolio is here, Gangsta's Paradise. That went on to sell millions of records and get global recognition and catapult his career once more. One more time, where people thought he was a new artist. This was like his third lifetime by the time this came out.
Wow.
As an artist. And that's why I was asking you, by the way, this story is just it's just amazing to hear the trajectory of your journey. And the reason why I was asking you, because this brought you a whole nother level of mainstream success. And we got to witness things from afar, along with the success. We also got to witness the downslide, right? Yeah. And so I wanted to ask you, because you would hear a lot of stuff about you and your about financial issues,
right.
about with drugs, the law. What points do you feel, what was true about the drugs, first of all? What was untrue?
Well, for a long time, bro, all I did was smoke weed. I smoked weed, and then when the ecstasy came out, I did that every now and then. But I never really got into all that my nemesis was cocaine, bro. Mm. You know, and I went, you know, I used to do coke back in the 80s, and I stopped doing it for 12 years, bro. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing it again. Started doing it again, man. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe myself. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. But you know what? I started messing around with this female that did coke every day, and that's how I started.
That's how you started.
I started back doing it, and then I quit again.
You quit.
Yeah, so it's been like about 6 years since I fucking quit. Mm-hmm. And so it was one of them things I went through. Now I could truly say now that it won't ever happen again.
Yeah.
Wow, yippee-yo, you can't see my flow. My shit is dope, original. Now you know and can't no hood fuck with death wrist up.
This is for the sheets and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, come back to the sheets. This is for the sheets and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, come back to the sheets.
If you're not fucking with Ed Show, here's what you've been missing.
I got a big Cadillac Sereno, and everybody loves the way I chill, cause I'm better than your favorite MC. Woo! Turn around and you will look and see me. Just look in the sky, look in the key. Who do you see? The big ED.
Hey.
Look in the sky, look in the sea. Who do you see?
AD.
Lauren Lover, tomorrow. 6 to 10 East, 3 to 7 West.
It's the Ed Lover Show on Backspin.
Oh man. Why is traffic so bad lately? I wish I could figure that part out. Like, what? I guess it doesn't matter. I gotta be where I gotta be around the time I gotta be there. So, it doesn't matter why there's traffic, just that there is.
There was a couple of people who knew,
yeah,
but you know, motherfuckers didn't really, really know. People, especially people who act like they knew,
yeah,
they definitely didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wasn't around them. The people that knew, they ain't never said shit about it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Unless they told somebody and then they said something about it. But I never got too stupid. You know, I ain't never fucking sold my car for.
Okay.
I ain't never sold my car for an ounce.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I wasn't no crackhead, like, let a motherfucker have my car for $100 rocker.
Okay, you wasn't doing that.
I wasn't doing no shit like that, selling my thing. I ain't never did no shit like that.
I heard you loaned out your apartment for a line.
Wow.
I know you was a joke.
But you know what? I remember, and I was like, yo, this is crazy. In 2009, this was like when TMZ was just starting.
When I got caught in the airport.
Yes, with crap.
Here, I'm going to put it to you. This is some real shit, man. And I hate telling this story because it's damn near unbelievable. But it's the absolute truth. I was fucking with cocaine at that time.
Okay.
But when I got caught in the airport, that wasn't my shit. You know how you get those little bags when you go in first class?
Yeah.
It was I had 20 or 30 of those bags. It happened for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, I'll admit to being slightly interested in hearing cool, but...
Steve.
decade after decade. And evidently I must be doing something right. Word to my nigga Easy.
Lately, traffic getting bad, staying late and leaving and finding that there's still traffic, like that's like a double whammy. It's just like, oh, you know, like, oh, you know, it's like I'm not leaving till 7. Of course there'll be a straight shot, no traffic, and then hitting traffic. It's like, oh man. Plus, it's been so hot, like not getting a good night's sleep. Like, yeah, I've been kind of a fucking wreck. Money on the flow, like last week or so. If it's not the fucking heat, it's the amount of time I'm devoting to Metal Gear. It's a different kind of heat. I'm about to go into the mission in Metal Gear where, when you turn on the game, it says don't bring quiet into this mission because the game is broken. So, 29, I think it is.
Sad it up, girl, sad it up. That was sad it up.
same one every single time. I don't understand this.
At the piano with a glass of Pinot, all red silk like a Nino. Custom made shit, I weigh 140 kilos. Sneezed on 100 G's, hoes on their knees blow from Montego. The way my hair look, you swear my name was Rodrigo. Lay low, if you can't do it, then just say no. If you ain't built to play this game, then you get haloed. I put a lot of fiends in K-hole.
Ubisoft releases new Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege Pro Football Player Reactions trailer. That's an email I got. What if we get someone else to play our game and then, like, I don't know, have them react to it? What do we get, like, famous people? People are crazy about football. They'll watch anything that's got their favorite football players in it, and then maybe they'll come out of it knowing about our game. Perfect. I've got a marketing budget, and I want to meet some professional football players. How should I spend my budget? Jeez.
Bitch, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S, nigga. Your plane's missing a shift. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast guard, come a honey going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Motherfuckers can't rhyme no more. About crime no more.
Mix drug and show money. Biggs Burke on tour. 25 bricks, smooth work like Shaw. Hit Delaware twice, needed 25 more. I see flaw, cracks in your diamond. Before when you rhyme Simple Simon, come and meet the pieman, a must that I flaunted. The legend grows legs when it comes back to haunt us. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Keen a bitch living, say I bought a Michael Kors. Every car driven was decided by the horse. Keep the sticker in the window case you wonder what it costs. How could you relate when you ain't never been great? And rely on rap money to keep food upon your plates, nigga. I might sell a brick on my birthday. 36 years of doing dirt like it's Earth Day. God.
Y'all feel like that? Y'all feel like that?
Ballers, I put numbers on the boards.
Y'all feel like that?
step up the stairway to heaven. To get closer to God, I intersect with my brethren. Spirit is pure, I get a headache from excedrin. Extrasensual, essential, I send chills up your spine to your mind, baby girl. They say we worldwide, it's not a lot of 83rd. Here at 1900, did my first song as a youngin'. Shit was bumpin', you ain't saying nothing. We come a long way, ask my own break. Even in Mexico, they be like, that yo. My rhymes is illegible, but still legendary. And lines as impressions in time, you can't compare me. No, my style is aboriginal, indigenous. Infinite, you digging this, limitless. Crush all digital worlds with my evolution. Conflict, climax, resolution. Intricate, no illusion.
Best test your Teflon, it's like DEFCON 4. War at the Pentagon, but we kept on course. 60 kilos from Tokyo and slept on the floor. At the train station, the promoter shagged us. So we stole his passport and burned that shit in Melbourne, Australia. Put the towel by the door, lit the paraphernalia. Laced up the cables on the maple nut, quarter ties. Popping butterscotch, pale ammonia. Your champagne, fairy tales and farce. You can't live in that fancy car when your advance is gone. I propose a score. What you think the doves are for? Close the core, make them feel so secure. In my connoisseurship, sure hit entrepreneurship with the McCormick. Aimed at your orifice. While I soar fish in Hollywood and Corliss. Paint portraits of polyphonic orchestra.
Can I spell it out for you? Let me put it in words in your eye. No, you can never step to this high road as if y'all didn't know. Y'all real, but y'all ain't spitting no. Now put your hands where your halo at. Put your hands where your halo at. Need to bust you some moves, cat, pick a bird, go high road. Y'all can never step to this.
Ah, finally a famous bitch. Yeah. All praise is due to most beneficent. Mm. I know. Told you all along to stick to the script. You're at the end of the book before you got to know the characters. Cut the whole school year and try to snatch the teacher's notes. Now the heat of my speech scorch your soul before it reach your throat to speak a quote to misquote. Tropical scenes, sir, optical scenes. I was caught in between the plot and the scheme, but it worked in my favor. The perpetrator got lost in the dream. It didn't cost me a thing that I could possibly think of at the 11th hour, where I could hear heaven's power getting louder, stretching farther, investing all up into what we into, begin new, but knowledge we gain from what we've been through.
Non-traditional bomb visual, charm your chicken to when you call me dissing.
Yo, why is there so much traffic? Why? It is like sucking the life out of me as I fucking speak. God damn.
Superman, why you mad? I'm crushing lowest, get your cold shoulders. Fuck. And some icy elbows. Hollows the reason on the nights when hell froze.
We gon' shake you down to your Tim's nights, your shell tones. Using our hands, we connect like an elbow. Elocute and elicit, do you listen to any who listen? It's recognition, this is what you missin'. Our expedition is for expositions and acquisition of extra riches. It's big business and we've been in this. But shit, they know that. Now put your hand where your halo at.
Can I spell it out for you? Let me put it in words and go, ah, no. You can never step to this high road as if y'all didn't know. Y'all real, but y'all ain't spittin' no. Now put your hands where your halo at. Put your hands where your halo at. Bust you some moves, cat, pick a bird, go high, bro, y'all can never step to this.
This billboard says,
oh, hold that shit till demoid, nigga.
I and then it has a picture of a cloud. And then it says email marketing. I cloud email marketing. Not I heart email marketing.
Where I've been. Every now and then I get a call from a friend. I heard dirt went to prison. It gets easier with every sin. And if it doesn't, just start drinking. Marijuana, coke, and speed. I did them all.
I cloud email marketing.
I'm a cracker from Compton. Now I'm just fucking around. I'm from the valley. Van Nuys in Cali. Shady friend, don't consider myself a man, I'm an animal, I cut your ass like Hannibal, been poor ever since I was born, I'm an idiot, I'll never learn, one step away from Buck City, 27 years old, what a pity, I sold my soul to the devil, I wish I could tell you how I feel, I got the shitty end of the deal, I'm going straight to hell, I'll see you, it's no wonder I'm addicted to drugs. My dick's all shriveled up. I wish someone would have showed me love. Nah, fuck it. So bad for me, I might win the lottery. If you see me on the streets, throw a dollar at me and don't bother me. I got a problem with authority, cops on power trips. You gotta think quick or you're gonna get your wig split, and that's gonna be it. Don't be a statistic, everyone's gotta roll the dice. Try to keep your mouth shut and live a good life. That's right, bro. Go easy. Live a good life. Beardo. Fuck you.
A little harsh there at the end, Beardo, but all right. That's how it's got to be.
Need a house without my strap.
No.
Shoot a motherfucker in his nap.
Yeah. Never been a sucker or a pussy.
No, nope.
Blowing cookie, never coughing like a rookie.
Yep.
Everybody got choices.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choices.
These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it 1,000, I done like that I chouse.
Everybody got choices.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I give a fuck if you don't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it love at first sight?
Nope.
Did she ride you like a bike?
Yeah.
Was it ripe?
Nope.
Was her pussy tight?
Yeah.
Got some property?
Nope.
Drive a Maserati?
Yeah.
You softer than a sock?
Nope.
You solid as a rock?
Yeah.
Slow?
Nope.
Train to go?
Yeah.
Your team weak?
Nope.
You respected in the street need?
Yeah.
Shallow?
Nope.
Been need?
Yeah.
Broke?
Nope.
Chin need?
Yeah.
Not a BB or a pellet gun?
Nope.
But a long barrel bass drum?
Yeah.
If I get into a wild run?
Nope.
I'ma give a nigga a fair run.
Yeah.
Still live in the track?
Nope.
You ever go back?
Yeah.
Wear a wire and a camera?
Nope.
Ears to the scanner?
Yeah.
Everybody got choices.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choices.
These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it 1,000, I done like that I chow.
Everybody got choices.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I give a fuck if you don't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So cold. One day you're here, one day you're there.
so unfair. Sipping from your cup till it runneth over. Holy grail.
Blue told me remind you niggas. Fuck that shit y'all talking about. I'm the nigga. Caught up in all these lights and cameras. But look what that shit did to Hammer. God damn it, I like it. Bright lights is enticing. Look what it did to Tyson. All that money in one night. 30 mil for one fight. As soon as all that money blows, all opinions take flight. Fuck your fans, keep cheating on me. What I do, I took a back. Fool me twice, that's my bad. I can't even blame her for that. Nothing makes me want to murder. Mama, please just get my bail. I know nobody to blame. Kirk Cobain did it to myself.
Turkeys, never getting roasted. Life would be easier if it just did just what I told. Bunch of rich kids, white shit up on their noses. Didn't get elected, even though I freaking voted. No one RSVP to the party that I hosted. Swimming
in the pool of negative emotions. Get too close, I'll sue. Fuck you and your mom too. I hate beavers and sunshine losers in anime. Only thing I'm loving is what is a tragic day. 7 days straight, I'll complete right. When it's seen to satisfy, but it ain't tight. I got beef with the MTA and all my relatives, all my enemies. Everybody blows, but God is what I do. There's a hair in the tight food. I hate my job, I hate my dog, I hate it all. I hate my friends, I hate my dad, it's all a fall. Sometimes I even think that I might hate myself. I hate everyone and nobody can help. I hate everyone, I hate everyone. I hate everyone and nobody can help. I hate everyone, I hate everyone. I hate everyone and nobody can help. Cutting in the subway, robbed out my pockets. Still eat up vitamin C, but obviously got sick. Housewives addicted to gossip, a dozen idiots rubbing tits in a mosh pit. Paid all my bills, but the water's still toxic. Only thing to do now is sit around and talk shit. Doing awesome, it's all foobar. Fuck you in your cool car. I hate flowers and airplanes, nice guys and good deeds. Only thing I'm loving is well, some good weed. Breathing in and out, but I'm angry. My son does judge, these teachers blame me. Boss won't pay me, government's faithless. It's like things that I have no basis. Not sorry, how's that? Dead rat in my mousetrap.
Big shoulder stretch here, gotta limber up, almost there, gotta get it loose. Oh, you fucking suck. Yeah, fucking merge into the, oh my god, yeah, give up on it, go, oh, you fucking suck. Fucking up my lane just long enough for the fucking lights to change. It's great stuff. It's great fucking stuff. I'm walking across the street with my coconut water in my satchel.
From the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, told you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
There it is again, iCloud email marketing. Great.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Boys tell stories about the man.
Oh, another one. Awesome.
Wasn't hungry, yeah, I got it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man.
Apparently you love fucking street marketing more than you love fucking email marketing, more than you cloud email marketing.
I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga, just as a reminder to myself. I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house, cause we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
Pass me the ball, fool.
You better fucking pick me
yeah.
up. Straight the fuck up, I'll roof this shit.
Fuck.
Just for the night. Just for the night.
Ooh,
go. I want you to.
I got a brand new car.
New car.
I got a jazz guitar.
All right. I made it. I've got a trillion different weird little things to do today. And I'm going to go get started on that. So you guys have a good day. And it's Thursday. See ya.